Good morning. I'm glad to be here this morning. It's pretty short notice. But Brother Ricky didn't know it when he called me, but he gave me a title for my sermon. But when he called me, the phone went quiet for just a minute, and I told him when we got here, I kind of had to pick myself back up off the floor and pick the phone up so I could kind of answer him, because you've got to be careful what you ask for. And when you pray for it, because when you ask God for something, you mean it, and it comes from your heart, you better be ready for it. Because earlier this week, I asked him, because it's hard to get an appointment anywhere right now, and I've been wanting to preach and felt like I needed to, but I didn't know where it would be. And then he called this morning. I thought, oh, that was quick. Do we have to do it today? But this morning, this phrase gets used a lot, and a lot of times people think it's just for preachers and the ones that are stand to preach. But being instant in and out of season isn't meant just for the pulpits. It's meant for the church, and it's made for all of God's people and all of His children. Because we've heard a lot of preaching over my lifetime, I know, about being ready, because there is going to be a day when you've got to be ready to stand for our God and our people. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, I hope you're prepared, because that time is here. We're in a real hard time. But if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 20, I'm going to start at the beginning. I don't know how far I'll get, but I'll go until He tells me to quit. Starting with the first verse, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard." God's grace and saving power in the kingdom of heaven is how we need to treat our lives here. Because we separate a lot of people because of what they've done to us or others or what they've said, but they're still God's children. Saved or unsaved, we're still here, and they've still got a chance to find the saving grace of our God. But we're going to go on. "And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. I've heard my grandmother say it 1,000 times, the old saying where they say, idle hands make a devil's workshop. Well, that's true. Because we go throughout our daily lives, work, Walmart, wherever it may be, and there may be a time that God presents to you to say something or do something for somebody. You may not know what that something may be, but if God lays something on your heart, it needs to be done. We don't need to stand around with idle hands afraid to do what God's asked us to do, because we've preached it and talked here so many times about a hindering spirit. When God puts something on you, if you do it, you don't know what the outcome may be. They could fall on their knees there. If they do, pray with them. Don't be ashamed of it. But we all got up and come to church this morning because it's Sunday morning. But what are you going to do tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening? And what did you do yesterday? I don't live my life every day like I'm supposed to, like I need to. But we don't need to get up and come to church on Sunday morning out of habit. We need to come to church because it's where we want to be. And we're following our hearts because it's where we need to be. And we said, like I said earlier, we separate a lot of people because so-and-so did something to me and I just ain't got the time of day for them no more. Well, I've done it. I still do it. And it's wrong. But We've got to put our minds aside and put our hearts up front and follow God, because not only am I a child of God, but there's not a man that walks this earth that is not God's children. God say, oh, He's willing to save all, and not only the ones that come to church. That's why when you have idle hands, you can't have idle hands to work in the devil's workshop, because when you're out in this world, there's evil everywhere. We see it on TV, on the radio. We've heard it from a friend. But when God presents it, use it. Because the last time I looked in the mirror, I'm just as unworthy of God's saving grace as anybody else that's done anything in this world. I'm going to go on to verse 8. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house. Satisfaction is not something that comes easy for man. We're never satisfied. When we get something, we want just a little more. We don't have enough money. And I know when I got saved, I wasn't satisfied with it. And everybody's salvation is different. It's happened different for everybody. But I know when I got saved, it was just a true peace come over my heart. And I was expecting to see a light. I was going to get up shouting and run all across the house. But it didn't happen that way for me. It was just that sweet, sweet peace. And a lot of times, I questioned it. I never come off the altar not knowing. But I sat on the altar, I know, for an hour, thinking that's not it. Why? I need more. I want more. He's got to show me something more. But God told you, that's what it is. Now take it and carry it. But a lot of times we take it from there and think, well, we're saved now. It's going to be easier from here. Wrong. It got a lot harder after I got saved. I never thought I'd be standing behind a book board, but here I am. I never thought I'd get called an hour before church time to preach, but here I am. But our salvation is only the beginning. Because as long as we're here, somebody still has a chance to seal their forever. Don't overthink your salvation. If you've got it, pray about it. If you don't know, He'll let you know. He'll let you know. And when you do find out, tell somebody. Because it's like we've heard this morning, this man died on his way to work in a car wreck. I don't know if he had a testimony. I don't know the man from Adam. But if you leave this world, you're going to leave a lot of broken hearts not knowing if you've ever been saved or not. So please, just tell somebody. Going on to verse 12. Saying these last have brought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do not thee wrong. Didst thou agree with me for a penny? And take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Is mine eye evil? Because I am good. And this goes back to where we start questioning God, and we say that's not what He asked me to do. I don't want to do that. I mean, He wouldn't ask me to do that. But has God ever promised you something that He didn't keep? Has He ever told you something that He didn't mean? That's where our carnal minds come in, because you can turn something good evil real quick just from our carnal minds. I'm not going to flip there, but in Ephesians it's talking about taking on the armor of God and the Word of God, which is the sword. But if you go and read there at some time in Ephesians where it's talking about all the armor, there is no armor for the backing plate. There is no back armor. And that being said, you can turn your back on sin for 1 second, ignore it. And that's the opportunity that the devil takes to move in. Don't run from evil. Face it straight on, because if you've got God on your side, there's nothing that's not possible. He don't always promise to deliver you out of evil, but God will. He'll help you deliver it if you sincerely mean it from your heart. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. God's knocked on many hearts in this world, and I think, and I'm not trying to be political, but I think about where they've run into the White House this weekend, and a lot of people look down on that. But those people are still children of God, as we are sitting here in the church house today. They need our prayers. We need their prayers. But God's knocked on many hearts, but only a few submit. And thank God I'm one that wasn't too proud when it come down to it, that I wasn't afraid to turn it over to God. But my thing today is we need to quit looking at bad people and good people, because we're all children of God. We've all done wrong and we've all done sins. We need to pray for the murderer across the street just like we pray for the sister sitting next to us in the pew. Because God, if you will turn yourself to God, God turns nobody away. Nobody. But it's been kind of short. Titus, if you want to go ahead and get a song. But if God's knocked on your heart, don't forsake it. Don't put it off. Because tomorrow's never promised. Our world's getting worse every day. Just be glad that He gave you the opportunity to be here today. And if He's talking on your heart, don't turn it away. Don't miss your chance.